the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS, this is Julius Suber with this month's segment of Be Prepared. Marilyn Self is the manager for disaster readiness for the Metropolitan Atlanta chapter of the American Red Cross.
Everyone should be prepared for disaster.
She says you need to be self-sufficient until help can arrive.
It may be that a disaster is large and it will take a while before help gets to you, so you want to be self-sufficient. The most important thing is to be informed. Know what kind of hazards exist. Know what to plan for. Know how the alarms and emergency things are communicated in your area.
And then, she says, you need to make a plan
for how you're going to respond, how you're going to meet up with your family members if you're separated, and put together a kit of supplies. Those are the three major steps.
Self goes over those three easy steps one more time.
Be informed, make a plan, get a kit.
Emergency preparedness and response agencies across the country recommend you put together a go bag.
You've got a lot of the items at home. You may purchase a kit that's already prepared. But most importantly, you need to put together in it the supplies and the important papers and medicines and things so that you will have at least a 3-day supply.
While the Red Cross is probably best known for disaster response, they are also known for their blood collection centers and blood services.
This is the headquarters for the Southern Region Blood Center, which provides blood for about 120 hospitals in the state and others throughout the region. Generally, it's about 513,000 units of blood every year.
And Self tells us that blood is always needed, especially when disasters hit. And you would be very surprised to find out just how many disasters occur in just one year.
Last year in the Atlanta area, we responded to over 800 events. So twice a day, an average of four families are assisted by the Red Cross every day here in the metro area.
And the leading disaster for the Atlanta area?
Most of those disasters are residential fires. We have teams of volunteers who respond 24 hours a day, week in, week out, holidays not excluded. And they show up at the scene of a fire and help that family have a place to stay that night, to have funds so that they can eat and replace their emergency needs for clothing and bedding. And then we work with them to get relocated and to reestablish their lives.
And although fire disasters are the most common, the Red Cross is there to help no matter the type of disaster.
We respond to all kinds of disasters in the area, any kind of windstorm, wildfire, flooding incidents. Those are the most common. We will respond to hazardous chemical spills, to transportation incidents that affect residential areas or have a significant impact on the community, incidents of terrorism, both natural and man-made events. If it causes human suffering and displaces people from their homes, if they don't have the resources to provide for themselves, then that's an event we respond to.
Self explains that disasters, quote, happen at the local level first.
Most of the disasters are small. They're local events. Your local volunteers respond to it. They go to the scene of the incident. They provide all the services that are needed. They assess the damage. They feed people. They provide the casework, and they do everything that's needed right on the scene of the accident or the incident in the middle of the night whenever it occurs. And then follow-up is done later from the office. But when disasters are larger and affect hundreds of people and displace a large number of people, then it may take more resources than the chapter has, or it takes more than a local response team can muster. So we go into a larger type of response where everybody kind of responds in a specified role, and you either do feeding or sheltering or health services or government liaison work or any of a number of other activities that have to be done. Most people see the people that are in the shelters or driving the feeding trucks, but supporting them are hundreds of other volunteers who are providing the administrative and logistical support that make it possible for them to be on the front lines providing direct service.
For more information about the Metropolitan Atlanta chapter of the American Red Cross, call 404-876-3302 or visit their website at atlantaredcross.org. You can also learn more about emergency preparedness and response from ready.ga.gov. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS, in conjunction with Georgia's ADA Coordinator's Office and many agencies who comprise the Georgia Emergency Preparedness Coalition for Individuals with Disabilities and Older Adults, this is Julius Suber with Be Prepared.